We need to clear up this business of what kind of gas you can put in your car. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, and we've been getting conflicting information. So here to straighten it out, the service drive manager at Abel Chevrolet, Colleen Nyleen. Colleen, good morning. Thanks for taking a crack at this question of what is the deal with this E85 and E15 gas?
Well, good morning, and I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. You know, in regards to the E85 gas, you know, the wisest thing to do is to use the correct octane of fuel that is required for your vehicle. So gasoline engines are designed to burn a certain octane fuel. So, you know, the retail gas stations in the U.S., they sell, you know, the three main grades of gasoline based on the octane level, which is regular, lowest octane fuel, generally 87, mid-grade, the middle range octane fuel, generally 89 to 90, and then you have premium, which is the highest octane fuel, generally 91 to 94. But some vehicles have the flex fuel option, and they can also use E85 gas. So your vehicle, if it will usually have a flex fuel emblem on the vehicle, sometimes a yellow gas cap, or it will say gasoline ethanol under the hood. E85 is appealing because it's cheaper, but be careful because I have seen the use of E85 cause issues within the fuel system. For example, you know, seals can go bad. It can also attract more water vapor, especially if the vehicle sits for long periods of time, which will trigger a check engine light. So if you are going to use E85, we recommend rotating between tanks using E85 and 87, but don't switch from one to the other until your tank is close to empty.
And what is E15? What's that?
Well, you know, that's the octane level. So the higher the octane number, the more compression the fuel can withstand before exploding, pretty much. So the higher the octane number or lower, the more stable the fuel is.
And we were hearing something about newer cars, 2003 or newer, being okay to use this e-gas. And a lot of people are interested because it's cheaper. But that's not necessarily the case, right?
That's correct. So most vehicles will have the type of gas that the vehicle's to use on the fuel door or the cap. You can check your owner's manual or definitely call the manufacturer helpline if you're not sure what type of gas to use, because if you use the wrong type of gas, it can definitely cause serious issues.
Now that the summer weather is here, what's the number one thing people need to do, and what's a common mistake that you see, Colleen?
Sure. So having a fully functioning vehicle is very important, and it's a top priority. So a couple of things that are important to get checked to get your vehicle ready for the summer would be inspect the cooling system, check coolant level. You know, there's a certain amount of coolant that every vehicle needs to work correctly during the summer heat, hoses, connections, check fans, basically make sure all components are functioning as they should, check your cabin air filter if your vehicle has one. That filter prevents things such as dirt, leaves, debris getting into the cabin. And if it's dirty, it can prevent airflow or leave a musty odor behind. So those are a couple of things. One last quick thing would be check your tire pressures. Make sure that your tire PSI or pounds per square inch is where it should be as far as manufacturer specifications. When the temperature is high, the air in your tires may take up more volume, whereas when the temperature is cold, it takes up less volume, so the PSI does fluctuate with the weather. So just make sure that, you know, you check that and keep them at the correct PSI, and you will have a smoother ride and prevent uneven tire wear.
I've got one of those displays where I can have a readout of the tire pressure, and I've started to leave that display in that mode, because I think that's even more important than the gas, because you know, you can see that gas gauge all the time, and you certainly are aware of that, but the tire pressure is so important. Are those gauges accurate that they have in cars now?
Yes, yes. That's your tire pressure monitoring system, and it's very convenient. There's sensors that allow you to read your tire pressure electronically right in the instrument panel, so that's really nice to have, because if a tire is low, it will trigger a light, an indicator light that comes on. It says, you know, check your tire pressure. Is this tire's low? And that's an indication that usually, you know, you could have a nail in there or debris stuck in there. So,
but the number is accurate on that display.
It is fairly accurate. Right. Yes.
And one last thing, the inventory. Are you getting more cars? I mean, the value of used cars is astronomical right now, isn't it?
It really is. The used car market has never been higher due to the chip shortage with the new vehicles. So right now, you know, is a great time to purchase a used vehicle. Used cars aren't depreciating. You know, they're appreciating, if you can believe it.
Yeah, because you really don't have that many cars to choose from, do you?
Well, our used car inventory is pretty solid, you know, and our sales team would know more about that topic. But
The new cars, though, that's the issue, isn't it?
It is an issue. Definitely.
The low levels of new car inventory everywhere. I appreciate the information from Colleen Nyleen, service drive manager at our friends at Apple Chevrolet. They do a great job out there. Thanks, Colleen. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.